AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. New details are emerging about the Walmart store manager who allegedly opened fire late Tuesday, killing six people inside the store and then himself. This worker, Brianna Tyler, said earlier this week that she'd been warned about manager Andre Bing.
He gave off the vibe like he was more of like a loner type, like he just stayed to himself a lot.
Authorities say he bought the gun that morning and then he left a note saying co-workers were mocking him and that he wished his parents had paid closer attention to what he called his social deficits. An Associated Press VoteCast survey finds more than half the voters questioned want to see stricter gun control laws in America. President Biden says he'll try to get something done in the lame duck session of Congress. Three people have been killed in Brazil by a gunman wearing a bulletproof vest who got into two school buildings on the same street in southeastern Brazil. In Ukraine, a salvo of missiles struck the recently liberated city of Kherson. An escalation since Russia withdrew 2 weeks ago. At least 11 people were killed. U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Bridget Blink, is visiting the capital.
I think that the aggression needs to stop. I think Russia can stop this tomorrow. Russia can stop the war and pull its troops out, and the war will end.
She says U.S. aid will continue. This Black Friday brings out more shoppers than we've seen in the past 2 years, with less concerns about the coronavirus. Retailers are slashing prices, although inflation's still taking a bite. More from our Rita Foley.
As shoppers get hit with higher costs for food, rent, gas, and other essentials, they're being more selective, buying cheaper items. To pay for them, shoppers are raiding their savings accounts, turning to buy now, pay later services, and some are running up their credit cards, just as the Fed hikes interest rates to fight inflation.
Mexican prosecutors are filing charges against an American woman suspected of killing a traveling companion whose beating was captured on videotape.
Mexican prosecutors have not named the woman they filed charges against, but a video that has been widely circulating on social media shows Shanquella Robinson of Charlotte, North Carolina, being beaten by another woman. A man with an American accent can be heard asking Robinson, "Can you at least fight back?" Robinson says, "No." The group Robinson was traveling with left Mexico after she was found dead October 29th in a villa they had been renting in Cabo San Lucas. An autopsy revealed that Robinson died of a severe spinal cord or neck injury. I'm Donna Warder.
A court in Beijing has sentenced Chinese-Canadian pop star Chris Wu to 13 years in prison. He's facing various charges, including rape. The trial of the former member of the group, EXO, was closed to the public to protect the victim's privacy. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.